Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Justin Welch of Merck Animal Health. We're back with Justin here in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with leased bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top-quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls, too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So, you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off-season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top-quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
Our own Casey Shepard had a chance to talk in recent days with Dr. Justin Welch, Executive Director of U.S. Livestock Technical Services for Merck Animal Health, telling her about a couple of exciting new products that Merck is in the process of rolling out.
We have a new product called Bovalus Nasalgen 3PMH. And what it is, a first-of-its-kind vaccine. It's not the first intranasal vaccine. Those have been around a long time with our flagship product, Nasalgen, there. But we've advanced that and innovated that product to where now we have the first-of-its-kind, which includes both viral and bacterial pathogens that are preventative for bovine respiratory disease. Very easy on the cattle and very effective. The second one, coming from our animal and health intelligence side, is one that's very exciting, I think. It's called Whisper on Arrival. In a nutshell, what it does, a calf arrives. Historically, a very common process was all calves on arrival that were high, what we call higher risk cattle, received a dose of antibiotic. What we're doing with Whisper is, and it may sound counterintuitive for a company that sells antibiotics, but what we're doing with Whisper on arrival is we're allowing our producers to use this tool, which is a wand-like tool, has six microphones on it that is safe for the producer to use. 8 to 10 seconds, they get an answer that says, from what we know about this risk level of cattle, this animal does or does not need a dose of antibiotics. And on our initial research that we're finding is depending on the risk level of the calf, we can reduce the use of antibiotics by 11 to 45% on arrival, which in the end is a huge thing for their bottom line, as well as our resource of the antibiotics that we have.
I was going to say, it sounds like a magic wand.
Well, it does some really great things,
yeah.
Right? The whole premise around it is, and we all know as producers that, cattle are very good at hiding, right? Mm-hmm. That's their nature. They hide their symptoms. And so anything we can do, and Whisper is just our entry level, really, into this technology world where we can start looking at behavioral patterns potentially that let us know, hey, he needs some help. Or like the Whisper does, at a point in time, hey, he needs some help, and we can't see it when they're standing in the chute. The main focus of it, obviously, one is we save a lot of money for our producers on antibiotic use. Two is we save those antibiotics. We aren't getting new antibiotics every day, as we all know, and we have to preserve those as far as effectiveness and that for the population.
So talk to me a little bit about how it works, like the wand.
Yeah, so it's very similar. You and I walk into a doctor's office and he says, breathe deep. He's listening to your heart. He's listening to your lungs. It does that. It measures some other things as well I don't understand even that.
Well, how would we?
the techie stuff. It listens to different noises, if mm-hmm. you will, and puts those through an algorithm, a proprietary algorithm that's been developed over time to make that decision.
So who all can use it?
Anybody can.
Okay.
The way to get one is we have a team that installs them. It's shoot side. It's app based. It works in the producer's hands. They work with their veterinarian to make decisions around it, mm-hmm. Which is a very important part of it. But that's how you get it. Nobody has to be on site to do it, and it's about $2 a head. There's different business models or different ways you can get a hold of it. But, yeah, that's what it does.
Exciting technology as described by Dr. Justin Welch from Merck Animal Health. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you out to their annual bull sale coming up Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 80 registered bulls and 35 registered heifers for sale. All bulls have Angus GS genomics testing, complete EPDs, and are current on vaccinations, and have passed a certified breeding soundness evaluation. For a sales book or to see sale lot videos or for more information, go to davisangus.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you out to the Davis Angus Bull Sale Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.